Welcome to Proverb Practicals. Proverb Practicals is brought to you by Grace Bible Church of Milton, Florida. Open your Bible to the announced proverb and follow along with Bible teacher Ludwig Opager as he shares with you another Proverb Practicals.
Proverbs 19:3. The foolishness of man perverteth his way, and his heart fretteth against the Lord. Think back to the book of Genesis when Adam ate of the forbidden fruit. God told him not to eat it, but receiving the fruit from his wife, he did eat. In doing so, he acted without regard to the divine law of his Maker, and we know that his way was forever perverted from the straight way. Because of that act, all of us continue the tendency to walk that perverted way. What was Adam's response when his act of disobedience was found out? Did he own up to the fact that he disobeyed God willfully, with full understanding of his disregard for divine law? Did he fret against himself or his wife? No, he displayed what the foolish do, the desire to blame others, and in this case, that other was God. The woman whom thou gavest to be with me, she gave me of the tree, and I did eat. What is the gist, the essence of this excuse? Well, it is the woman's fault, he said, but the overall underlying nub is that Adam did not have any trouble before the Lord gave him Eve. It may be the woman's fault, but if you, Lord, had not given her to me, I would not have disobeyed you. Adam was fretting against the Lord, and we have here the first example of the proverb that we have before us. This is the nature of Adam's race. Blame the Lord for your perverted way. It is God's fault. I'm not responsible. It is the Lord who caused me to get in the mess I'm in. Why did he allow this to happen? Why, God, why? Remember when David went up to Bala to bring up the Ark of God, carrying the Ark of God in a new cart out of the house of Abinadab? Uzzah put forth his hand to hold the Ark, but the anger of the Lord was kindled, and he killed Uzzah. The Bible tells us that David was displeased because the Lord had made a breach upon Uzzah. Why did the Lord do this? Why did he allow this to happen? David, instead of blaming God, why not consider that you acted foolishly because you did not regard the divine law which commanded the ark to be carried by the staves? And so it goes today. There is nothing new under the sun. Like our father Adam and our brother David, so we ever follow in their footsteps. But we are to remember that God has made this to be a moral universe, linking for our benefit cause and effect, sowing and reaping, sin and sorrow. The fool rushes in thinking there will be no sorrow. Then when sorrow comes because of his perverted ways, he frets. Surprise, surprise, I didn't know this was going to happen. He finds that there are sometimes drastic life-changing or life-ending consequences. Intending to gather grapes, he finds a fistful of thorns. Thinking that he will eat figs, he finds himself caught in thistles. Who would have known it, he says. Why is this, he says. Who's to blame, he says. It certainly can't be me. God wants to put me down. God wants to do me in. He refuses to consider that his foolishness caused his perverted ways, with the inevitable result of sorrow. It is cause and effect. Why should I get punished for indulging my passions? I couldn't help it. How many times have you heard that? How many times have you said that? Why didn't God give me strength to avoid it? So his heart frets against the Lord. The word fret means to boil up, thus displaying anger, passion, heat, and wrath. It is a boiling that is directed at the fretter's creator, but God is not the problem. God, by His Word and by His grace, has clearly shown the better, but man chooses the worse. Why doesn't God give grace to avoid the perverted way? The truth is that God does offer grace, but the foolish are not interested, choosing not to obey God. God has so ordained the fool to be free to not listen to Him, choosing instead to do his own thing, but the fool is responsible for the perverted way that results from that thing. The fool, being stubborn in his own way, guarantees that he walks the perverted way, for the perverted way is a fool's only way. The fool cannot travel the wise way because he will not, and if he perishes, it is not because of any weakness, but it is because of his willfulness. Jesus said in John 5:40, "And ye will not come to me that ye might have life." God, in His omnipotence, has given us free will. And along with this gift comes accountability for choices. Accountability is the ability to measure your actions against a standard with readiness to accept liability for your conduct. It is owning up to misconduct. It is those rare words, "I did it," coming out of your mouth. It is not blaming others nor blaming God for your perverted ways. It is admitting, "No doubt the trouble is with me," and calling upon God for wisdom to walk the straight way, the way where wisdom leads.
We trust you have been blessed by today's proverb. You may find us on the web at www.proverbpracticals.com. This program is a production of Grace Bible Church in Milton, Florida. Thank you for listening, and tune in again to hear another Proverb Practicals.